Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I don't know about you, but the words, "it's for your own good," conjure up numerous memories. Think back to your childhood. Surely you had adults and various others who had influence in your life and said, "it's for your own good." Chances are, most of those folks were trying to cast a purposeful vision forward into your life. Plus, don't you sometimes say the same thing now as you attempt to influence someone you care about? Whether or not you do, God does. In case you didn't know, that phrase, "for your own good," is straight out of Scripture. Now, let's explore exactly what is supposed to be for your own good. Every time we have a Scripture dissection, we cover four categories. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So we'll start with what does it say? That phrase, "it's for your own good," has often been said with an understood message. Essentially, that you need to accept a certain scenario, discipline, or difficulty because it's going to help you in the long run. It'll influence your character development, no matter the outcome. Actually, parents, teachers, and mentors use that phrase to impart value to their learners. Most of the time, it's used with a desire for you to do well. Incidentally, God also says in Deuteronomy 10, verse 13, "Observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving to you today for your own good." And Paul repeats the Deuteronomy phrase in 1 Corinthians 7, 35. "I'm saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way, in undivided devotion to the Lord." Actually, Scripture says things like, "for your own good," to bring self-accountability into your life. Better to hold yourself accountable than for others to have to do it. Plus, God wants you to manage your life to increase godly character. Interestingly, He reinforces His love and deep care for you by saying, "for your own good." These verses say, "listen up. I'm not trying to limit or restrict you. Rather, I want you to live a healthy life and know God personally." Alrighty, that's what those verses say. Now let's take a look at what they mean. Whatever the point being made, it's obvious the writer intends something good for you. Oftentimes, it takes years and additional maturity to respond with the conviction that it is indeed for my own good. Once a person is willing to receive this message, it's amazing what a difference it can make. In fact, healthy people who are interested in learning and growing to become their better self eagerly look for those kinds of messages. They figured out it's not negative, it's not a slam to welcome input that affects character development. Rather, they simply yearn to know God more and to honor Him. Okay, now it's time to look at all of this information from God's perspective. To God, words automatically mean action. Think about this. Every time God speaks, a powerful action results in change, beauty, hope, help, intervention, and sometimes rebuke or correction. You can check out a podcast we did some time back, The Perfect Sandwich. That gives you a little more information on that. But God promises that if you fix your ways and deeds to match His, He will bless your life. Notice, both of those words are talking about action. Here are three focus points God gives you for your own good to implement Deuteronomy 10, verse 13. First, practice justice as you interact in your community. Number two, don't oppress others, no matter who they are. And number three, never let anything become more important in your life than God. In other words, no other gods. Here's another way to look at this. To ignore focus points for your own good is really to your own harm. When God says it's for your own good, He means everything in His Word is for your good. Also, He's saying, I love you enough to talk about it. Plus, He's got so much commitment to your life that He expects you to do what He says. You can't find a person anywhere with more buy-in to your success than God. Equally, God knows that left to your own devices, you may choose a downward path even before you realize it. So, He steps in and simply says what you need to hear. All right, that's a little bit from God's perspective. Now let's take a look at some ideas from Paul's perspective. Let's review what Paul says, 1 Corinthians 7:35. I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way, in undivided devotion to the Lord. When Paul repeats God's own words from Deuteronomy 10:13 in his letter to the Corinthians, he focuses on three things. 1. This is not to restrict you. 2. Rather, it's to help you live a healthy life, God's way. And finally, to develop undivided love for Christ and prove it by your actions. Wow, that is crystal clear. Short, to the point, easy to read, and practical to follow. So what these verses mean is rather practical. Further, it is caring. Equally, it's the kind of conversation mature, healthy people welcome and engage. So let's go on from what does it mean to make it personal. This is when it gets exciting. It's time to make the message personal in your everyday life. In other words, find practical application that helps you be a healthy, balanced person to reach for your very best in every scenario. Why not be the guy or gal that rises to the standard? In essence, be the person God designed and created. It's all good. In fact, it's for your own good. God cares deeply about your well-being and future. He doesn't want you to engage in deeds and life patterns to your own harm. This phrase couches His directives deeply in His concern and love for you. To your own harm is a phrase God uses to communicate the opposite of for your own good. Let's look at Deuteronomy 10:12, which is the verse preceding the one that we went over for your own good. Here's what it says. What does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? Well, what are the action points of this additional verse? First of all, God gives clear directives to apply each day. He doesn't make it too hard. Next, fear, that word that we said to fear the Lord your God, really means to revere, to respect, and honor Him. Third point, walk with resolve to obey His ways. In other words, you have a part, and that is resolve. And then the next point is to love Him more than anything else or any other person. And then finally, to serve God with all your heart and soul. Basically, all of you. because you prove your heart intentions by what you do. These are the things you should do for your own good. Since God's motives are both admirable and for your well-being, it's a good idea to adopt those previous points for your own good. They are action points that you can carry out. Let's go over them real quickly again. First, God gives clear directives so you can apply them. Then, fear and honor, respect, and revere the Lord your God. Following that, walk with resolve to obey His ways. Resolve is a very strong discipline. Then, love Him more than anything else. And then finally, to serve Him with all your heart and soul, which means you're going to start to do what needs to be done. Quite literally, God warns not to do certain things to your own harm. And that is mentioned in Jeremiah 7, verse 6 and chapter 25, verse 7. This proves He's looking out for your best interests. Plus, when you do things for your own good, you prove your relationship with God is important to you. Essentially, you believe and honor Him enough to obey Him. So what does this look like in relation to God and others? Well, let's go through a couple of examples. One example, never speak words of truth without matching your heart and deeds to those words. Otherwise, they're basically words without any power, at least in your life. Another example, listen to God's word with all your heart. In fact, with passion. Your eagerness to hear God shows you honor and believe Him. And yet another example, answer Him when He speaks into your life. Literally, speak to Him sincerely from your heart. And then a final example, carry out actions that flow from conversation with God. His words to you, and then yours back to Him, will nurture an alive and active life. All this helps you stay close to God. Such a proactive approach to daily living. And it's your privilege to respond with intimacy to God. Essentially, it's living inside prayer. And that's how you make these scriptures personal. So now let's make a commitment. These are the application thoughts and questions. It's one thing to hear the message, it's for your own good. However, it's quite another to act on it, to realize someone cares enough about your life to focus on things that would serve you well. That's what you must pay attention to. So adopt daily choices accordingly. You'll never go wrong when you love God with all your heart and put Scripture into practical action. So, question number one, how familiar are you with God's commands and ways? Two, how are you putting His principles into practical action each day? And be specific when you answer that question. Three, do you believe God when He says, it's for your own good? Four, in what ways do you wonder if God might be restricting you? Number five, what is God bringing to your attention to encourage you to live inside His ways? Six, do you respond well to God's accountability, to accountability that others might bring into your life? Number seven, do you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Eight, take a moment to contemplate how you communicate your love for God in your daily choices, in your relationships. Do your words, actions, and attitudes need to change? And number nine, do others see Jesus in your life? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.